Hey, hey, Stephanie here with 500 Seconds to Joy, and today is bonus episode day. I'm so excited to have you here for this special episode. Bonus episodes are for when it doesn't fit into my regularly scheduled programming of episodes that are 500 seconds or less, and maybe I have an awesome guest to share with you. Maybe I'm just chatting longer than the usual 500 seconds. At any rate, I'm glad you're here for bonus episode day. Now let's hop into today's show. Okay, friends, this is a very special interview. I am so excited to bring you this conversation I had with author Meredith Hines. She's a freelance writer and editor who develops books for all audiences, particularly in the Christian market. And she's worked with best-selling authors. She's a mom of four young kiddos. And she wrote this incredible book, friends. It's called A Saint a Day, 365 True Stories of Faith and Heroism. And don't let the word saint deter you. We talk about that a little bit. If you are Catholic, you are probably all about the saints. If you're not Catholic, just keep an open mind, because these are stories of the heroes of the faith, and Meredith speaks to that in this interview. Meredith is just a lovely soul, and this book is written as a devotional, basically that kind of style of every day of the year. You can open it up, and it's just one page, super short. She's going to talk about the structure of this book. But basically, it's going to help you grow in your faith. That's just the bottom line, is learning about the saints, learning about these heroes of our faith. They walked so closely with the Lord, and their stories of their lives of faith and trust in God are just meant to draw us closer to Jesus. So you know I'm all about that. You know I'm all about growing closer to God. And there's Bible verses in here, which, you know, I love being in the Word, and I love to encourage you to be in the Word. And this book is written for kids 8 to 12, but I'm reading it with my 5-year-old, and she's loving it. And let me just say, I am getting this book for my mom for Christmas, and I really think that adults can benefit from it as well, because I'm learning a lot and just getting so inspired by these stories. So without further ado, let us hear from Meredith, who wrote this devotional, which is available now. The link's in the show notes to get this book and connect with her. This book is called A Saint a Day. And I think it's going to be so encouraging for your moms and your kiddos. And let's grow in our love of the Lord. And let's hear from Meredith. Hey, Meredith. Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy.
Hey, Stephanie. Thanks so much for having me.
You're so welcome. It really is a joy to have you. And I love chatting for a little bit before we recorded and just talking about this amazing book you wrote. It's so beautiful, like I already said, and I'm just enjoying it so much with my own little 5-year-old. It's called A Saint a Day, 365 True Stories of Faith and Heroism. So I'm all about this book. Let's let everybody know about it. And as we're recording this, it comes out tomorrow, which if you're listening to this as it goes live, this is just a few days ago as you're listening to this, as it goes live. So let me tell you the date, November 23rd, 2021. So if it's that date or later, which if you're listening to it, it is, you can go anywhere books are sold and grab this incredible book. Meredith, let's talk about this book and kind of how did you get led to write this book? I mean, it's a really big topic, the lives of the saints and, you know, teaching kids about them. I'm learning a lot. So let's talk about how you felt led to write this devotional book for kids all about the saints.
I felt led to write this devotional because I wanted to learn more about the saints myself. I would see these saints either celebrated at Mass or on the calendar, and I just didn't know who they were, and I wanted to learn more about that, and I wanted to share it with my own children and with other children as well, because I think if we can teach children about the saints, they grow in their faith, they grow in their love for Jesus, and they grow in the love for the church. So that's the point of the book.
That's great. I love how simple. That's a very simple goal. And I think you really do achieve it, because as I'm reading it with my five-year-old, I'm thinking, wow, I've never heard of this saint. I don't even know how to pronounce this name. This is really cool. And that's the beauty and richness of our, you know, it's so rich, our faith. It's just incredible. And if you're listening and you're not Catholic, totally fine, friends, because you know me here. If you love Jesus, you are welcome here. And I really think that you're going to get something out of this book. And so can you speak to that a little bit, Meredith? For people who are maybe not used to the word like saint, that's kind of more of a Catholic thing.
Right.
Really. Can you talk to those listeners who aren't Catholic and just let them know why this book is for them too?
I am a Catholic. I'm a convert to Catholicism myself. So I have a lot of love for Protestants, and I'm just so grateful for the way that my own parents taught me to love Jesus. This book, The Saints, if the word saint is kind of weird to you, which it was to me for a long time, and hearing some of the stories of their lives, they were just, some of them are very strange and unusual. But as I was working through this book, I started thinking of these people as heroes of the faith. And they are, they're heroes of the faith in Jesus. The things that these people did were done for Christ. And I started thinking of the book as this handshake with each of these heroes. And that's for everybody. You don't have to be Catholic to want to know more about these people who really did give Jesus everything they had.
Yeah, it's so inspiring to see how someone lived their whole life for God, for our Lord Jesus. I mean, they just loved him with so much of their whole selves. And yeah. I mean, that's what we all want to do, right? So wouldn't you say that learning about the saints, learning about these holy men and women of faith, it really inspires you. It's like why, you know, you love watching superheroes defeat the villain, and, you know, because it's inspiring. It's so powerful. And these are true stories of real people who walked on this earth and served God in such a capacity that sometimes we can't even fathom it. Right. One of my favorite saints is Saint Faustina.
Oh,
and
yes.
Just some of the things she says in her diary, it's just incredible to me. Things that she says are sins. I think to myself, oh man, if she could come to my house and see how I act, she would be horrified. No, I'm just kidding. But really, don't you think that it's just, it elevates you? Wouldn't you say learning about their lives elevates you?
Absolutely. I mean, the word that comes to my mind over and over again with these stories of these heroes is fearless. They were so fearless, just in very difficult circumstances, in facing down giants all the time. And they trusted so much in God. And to read the stories of these people who trusted so much in God, it certainly helps us trust more in God ourselves.
It does. And our children, which we're called to disciple our children and, you know, get our spouses and kids to heaven. And I think part of doing that is reading them the Bible, reading them these incredible stories, and also teaching them about saints, teaching them about these heroes of the faith. So I love that your book is just so simply written. Can you just explain how you've laid it out so that it's just really practical and attainable for any busy mom to just pick up and read to that themselves? Like I said, it's helping me and also for their kids.
Yes, it's set up in as like a year-long devotional style. So it starts at January 1st, goes all the way through December 31st. Each of these devotionals are one small page, and it's the date, the name of the saint, a title, a Bible verse, the location and lifespan, a short devotional text. It takes maybe 2 or 3 minutes to read it, even with your kid asking you questions. And yes. then a short prayer at the end that you can say together. So it's definitely the kind of thing that could be done just in a very short time in the morning or at bedtime. And the book itself is gorgeous. I actually, it's so beautiful. I just can't believe how beautiful it is. My copies for me arrived on All Saints Day, of course. So I got to open I got to open my Saint Day book on All Saints Day, and the cover is beautiful. The design on every single page is beautiful. There are some full page illustrations of saints. It's got nice thick pages, you know, it just feels nice to hold it even. So what you can expect really is a very beautiful book. The illustrator just nailed it. They are beautiful pictures of the saints.
They are. And I was going to say, I'm including this in an upcoming newsletter. If you all subscribe, I'm a Texan now, everybody. I moved to Texas a few months ago. So if y'all don't, you know, subscribe to my newsletter, you should do that. The link's in the show notes. But I'm going to have, you know, a little blurb about the book and the cover of it, which you'll see how beautiful the pictures are. I'll also have a link in the show notes for y'all to buy it, to get this incredible book that I think would be a great Christmas gift. We have Christmas coming up. And Christmas is literally Christ. His name is in there. It's not about the toys and the fun decorations, which that's all great, but it's about living for Jesus. And what better way to live for Jesus than to learn about holy men and women who lived for Jesus? So I think it would be a great gift for anybody. And just having another beautiful book on your shelf. I mean, just that you can pick up any day of the year. I love that it's 365 days. I think that's so approachable and helpful because you don't feel like you miss a day. You know, if you kind of forgot to read it for a week, you just pick up on the day you pick it back up. It's just right. It's so good for that. We're like, we're busy moms. Or because you just had your fourth.
Yes, I did. I just had my fourth baby 6 weeks ago. So pray for us, everyone. But, and I like the thing that I think of doing with these devotional books that have a saint on every day. If I was a kid, I would flip open to my birthday. That would be the first thing that I would do, is I would find my birthday saint.
I love that. Yeah, so I think
that it's not just for like exactly one after the other kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's what's nice about it. It's so approachable for busy moms like us. And I feel like everything I create, and probably you too, right? You create it with yourself in mind. You're like, okay, this is the life stage I'm in. So I bet a lot of other people are there with me and can't be reading long things. Just really quickly, let's talk about two last things. I would love to hear about your favorite saint right now. Someone that's been just really speaking to you at the moment. And then let's talk about why you're not on social media. Let's start with your favorite saint.
Okay. My favorite saint and why I'm not on social media. My saint, someone who I feel has been interceding for me and walking with me through this pretty crazy year, is St. Catherine of Siena. We have an icon, a St. Catherine of Siena icon that we keep in our kitchen, because looking at the stories of her life, she did all kinds of things, but she did a remarkable amount of cooking. Like that was something that she was doing a lot of. She was in the kitchen a lot. She was serving people that way, loving people that way. And so, but it's a place that I feel a lot of stress. And so I could just look at this icon and be like, St. Catherine, like, help me get dinner on the table. And it would happen, you know?
Wow. Amazing. I love it.
Where it's like, I really felt like she was praying for me. And so I do, she's on her feast day in the book. She's on April 29th. And what I decided to focus on was her, the way that she really started her ministry was by praying for 3 years in her room. And when she was young, she was really pretty young when she did this. So just to kind of express that where you're at is where you're at. And maybe where you're at is at a place of needing to be spending a lot of time alone with God. and that that is a good place to be. And that from that seed of spending so much time with God, particularly in St. Catherine's life, it was just so incredibly fruitful. So I think about the things that I do that are small, and I think about her, and just, again, fearless, very good word to describe St. Catherine.
Yes, that's so good, Meredith. Thank you for sharing that. I need to ask for her help because I am not a big cook, and I need some help with that.
Oh my gosh. It's just sometimes it just feels like the ship is going down in there. St. Catherine, help me.
Like, pray for me. Please help me right now. I'm tired and I have to make dinner for a bunch of hungry people. Okay, that's so practical. Thanks for sharing about St. Catherine of Siena in the book. You can go to April 29th if you have that book that you're ordering. Please order it because you're going to do yourself a favor, friends, and it's going to be something that you can share time with your children. We all want to connect with them, right? We talk about that here on the podcast, being present with our kids, connecting with them. And it's a really easy way to just pick up a book. Like you said, it takes 2 or 3 minutes. I can vouch for that. It really does. And then you connect with them. They learn about this hero of the faith and you're growing closer to God. I mean, it's like multiple things at once. So anyway, let's what were you going to say? Sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead, Meredith.
No. I was just going to say that like there's a Bible verse on every single page.
Yes.
So like there you is. Can connect to that.
Yes, I know. It's true. And if you have time, just go get your Bible and go to that part of the Bible and read it out loud with your kids. Maybe you'll find yourself, you know, wanting to use this as the start of your prayer time. I mean, there's just so many ways to use this book. It's just incredible, Meredith. I know that God was with you in the writing process. I bet you felt that.
I did. And there were some days that were like, oh man, got to do some more saints today. And I would ask for help. I would ask for help from each of like whoever I was writing about. I would ask, please, you know, help me to say what you want me to say, God. And it's surreal to get to see it. But,
it's incredible. Yeah. So, and as an author, it's very rare that you see an author who's not on social media. So let's just talk about that, because if you all have been here a while, you know that me as the host of this podcast, again, it's rare that podcast hosts don't have a social media presence. I have my newsletter where I love to connect with people, but I don't have a social media. And I'll link that recent episode in the show notes if you're interested about my journey. But I want to hear about yours really quickly, Meredith, because maybe someone listening feels called to step away too. Maybe they're feeling a pull, like, okay, I think God is telling me to step away from social media for a time, or I think, you know, I need to delete it on the weekend, or whatever it looks like in your life, friends. Let's just encourage them, because I think the more people we can bring together saying, let's step away from social media, we can still enjoy our life and still be out there in the world doing things. Hello, you wrote this incredible book. So let's just end with that encouragement for these lovely moms listening.
Well, the opportunity to write the book was really a gift. It was absolutely a gift from God. And I am so grateful for it. But with social media, 5 years ago, I really started seeing these patterns of envy in myself. Like that was what I was taking with me to reconciliation, those kinds of things. It was like, I feel this envy for, you know, covetousness for other people's lives, other people's things. And I realized that what in my life was leading me to that was this time spent on social media. Like it was not about connecting with my family or sharing pictures of my life or any of those kinds of things that can be good. It was just looking at other people's things and feeling bad. And it was just, it kind of came over me like a thunderclap one day. It was just like, if this is what this is producing, if this is the fruit of this exercise, then it must go away. You have to step away from it, and you will find ways to do what you're dreaming about doing, which is writing, and you will find ways to connect with your family and your friends, and you will actually, with this out of the way, you will be able to do both of those things better. And God has been really faithful with that.
That's such a beautiful explanation. Thank you, Meredith. And thank you for being here. It was such a joy to have you and just speak with you about your incredible book. Everybody, it's called A Saint a Day, 365 True Stories of Faith and Heroism. And Meredith Hines, she's just this lovely mom in it with all of us. And we're all just trying to grow closer to Jesus and become more like him each day. And this book is stories of people who really walked that out and lived that. So it's going to be inspiring not only for you, but for your children, which I think is just what us moms want, right? We're trying to find a way to teach our children and in a simple way. And this book just truly achieves that. So thank you so much for being here, Meredith. All the links are in the show notes, friends. And can you just close us with a prayer? Because each day, each devotional ends with a prayer. And I'd love to end that episode this way.
All right, let's do it. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we have so many reasons to praise you. Help us to find those reasons, to live in those reasons, and to give you glory for all the things that you're doing in our lives. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. And in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to Mom's Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in today, friend. I'm so grateful for you. Let's connect on my email list. Go to bit.ly/monthly happy mail and we can be email besties. What do you think?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Have a joy-filled day. Bye for now.
Bye for now.